Well, here we are, and that was right nice of Gary and Durwood to leave us their parking place, wasn't it?
It sure was. And look, they left 20 minutes time on the meter.
What grand sports, these chaps.
We're in good company, there's no doubt about it.
Would you lead off with the song now, Miss Clooney?
Gladly.
When you see a field where grass is blue and everything looks good to you, you're in Kentucky, sure as you're born, where a million sunbeams lights your way. Come on, stranger, won't you stay? You're in Kentucky, sure as you're born. When the shadows creep, you can go to sleep on a carpet of moonbeams. You can dream your dreams neath the blanket of gleaming stars. If you wake at dawn mid glistening dew and find old Dixie kissing you, you're in Kentucky, sure as you're born. Sure as you're born. You're in Kentucky, sure as you're born. When the shadows creep, you can go to sleep on a carpet of moonbeams. You can dream your dreams neath the blanket of gleaming stars. If you wake at dawn mid glistening dew and find old Dixie kissing you, you're not in Texas, you're not in Memphis, you're in Kentucky, sure as you're born.
Rosie, did you know that some people can tell a lot about your personality by the words you associate?
How's it work?
Well, I say something, and you say the first thing that comes to mind.
Try me.
Our sponsor.
U.S. Steel.
Summer.
Thirsty.
Soft drinks in cans.
Delicious. Easy to pack. Space-saving. Quick to chill. No deposit, no returns. Wonderful for picnics and cookouts.
Hold on, Rosie. You're supposed to say the first thing that comes to mind.
Well, I think of all those things.
You do?
Yeah. Canned soft drinks are delicious. Space-saving. Quick to chill. Light to carry. And there's no deposit, no returns. So they are great for picnics and cookouts.
Well, that tells me one thing about your personality, Rosie.
What's that?
You know a good thing when you see it.
And when I taste it.
Yes. Well, try me on word association. Say something.
Soft drinks and cans.
That's the opener, Rosie. A George and Ira Gershwin tune from the musical of some years back, Rosalie.
I could cry salty tears. Where have I been all these years? Listen, you, now tell me, do, how long has this been going on? There were chills up my spine and some thrills I can't define. Listen, sweet, I repeat, how long has this been going on? Oh, I feel that I could melt into heaven. I'm hurled. I know how Columbus felt, finding another world. Kiss me once, then once more. What a dance once I was before. What a break. Well, for heaven's sake, how long has this been going on? Oh, I feel that I could melt into heaven. I'm hurled. I know how Columbus felt finding another world. Kiss me twice, then once more. That makes thrice. Let's make it four. What a break. For heaven's sake, how long has this been going on?
Right at this precise moment, ladies and gentlemen, we have some important words and music for all of you from Wrigley Spearmint Gum. When you're in your favorite store, get the gum worth looking for. Enjoy America's favorite brand, the biggest little treat in all the land.
Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment. Look for the spear, get Wrigley's. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting too. You'll say Wrigley's is great to chew.
Friends, when you're in your favorite store, get the biggest little treat in all the land. Wrigley Spearmint Gum. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley Spearmint, look for the spear on the package. You see, anyone can use the word spearmint, but only Wrigley's can use the spear on the package. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it's the Wrigley trademark, and it's your assurance of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear, and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Say, Rosemary, would you like to help me start a rumor?
That might be fun. What do I have to do? Well,
move in here real close to me.
Okay. Close enough?
Fine. Now, put your arm in mine. That's it. Now, let me just hold your hand.
Why, Bing!
Just step up to the mic, cheek to cheek.
This is fun, isn't it?
I think it's jolly.
Bing, what's the big rumor you want to start?
Well, I hope you won't feel that I'm being too corny, but I want people to say we're in love.
Well, let's start singing it. That might get the point over.
Isn't this a gay charade?
Don't throw bouquets at me.
Too much.
Don't laugh at my jokes too much.
People will say we're in love.
Don't sigh and gaze at me. Your sighs are so like mine.
Your eyes mustn't glow like mine. People will say we're in love.
Don't start collecting things. Give me my rose and my glove.
Sweetheart.
Love.
Sweetheart, there's a
and we're in love.
Here comes September Good Housekeeping to help you lead the creative life you want to live. First of all, there's a Keep Young Guide to Happy Eating, 22 pages of wonderful food, including trim luncheon and dinner menus, and recipes that'll keep your family's health up, weight down, spirit sparkling. And handsome color pages of fall fashions, town clothes that take you to the country beautifully, country clothes that go anywhere in the city. Also, for those who may be wondering about the controversial new birth control pills, Good Housekeeping has a medically authoritative report. And don't miss the House for All Seasons, with interiors beautifully presented in color. A down-to-earth dream house priced well within the reach of many young couples today. Also, Good Housekeeping brings you Let's Have a Draft for Girls by famed columnist and educator Max Lerner. A stimulating and forceful suggestion that a female home Peace Corps be drafted. All this and much, much more in September, Good Housekeeping. Buy your copy today.
Bells started ringing like ding dong a ding, and my heart is a winging, and I feel like singing. I was fancy free, always on the run, till one day you captured me, you old son of a gun. When I let you steal a kiss, it was all in fun. Never thought I'd fall like this, you old son of a gun. I can't deny you were not the guy that I'd been dreaming of. But the bell started ringing like a ding-dong a-dinging, and I knew that it was love. Yes, I lost my heart tonight, Cupid's work is done. Hey, who just turned off the light? You old son of a gun. And I knew that it was love. Yes, I lost my heart tonight, Cupid's work is done. Hey, who just turned off the light? You! You old son of a gun.
Oh, my, I never thought this day would come, friends. But today I got to tell you about an exact fortune teller.
An exact fortune teller?
Yes, sir. This is a fortune teller that bats 100%.
What is it? Some kind of a new UNIVAC machine? What's her name? I got to get over to see her.
Isn't it the way with you women? You're the biggest devotees of the fortune tellers, there's no doubt about it. And I knew you'd want to know who it was, Rosie, but I can't give out any names, I'm sorry. But I will tell you this much. The lady lives in Toronto, Canada.
Well, that's the beginning. I'll get the rest out of you later.
Thank you. This isn't the kind of a fortune teller that the average woman likes, you see. She just doesn't peer into the tea leaves and come up with some vague predictions and fortunes. This woman, like I told you, she bats 100%.
Now, wait a minute. You're sure about this, Bing? The FCC can get after you for pushing a fortune teller who isn't a true fortune teller. They say there's no such thing.
I was pretty cagey, Ken. Didn't you notice?
Yes.
Didn't mention any names, you see. I'm shady. They can't get me in for that, but I did want to report this is a point of great interest. That a fortune teller can be right. And I thought this could never happen, either.
Well, has this woman been checked out? Been investigated?
She has. As a matter of fact, by 3 police women.
Oh, these police women all had their fortunes told by this woman. Is that right?
Yeah. And all of the fortune teller's statements to these women were absolutely correct. Completely accurate.
Oh, boy. Would I like to take that lady out of the races with me someday.
Wouldn't we all? But I think it's rather interesting that this lady, this Oracle of Toronto, told one policewoman that she came from a family of three, that she'd be married in April, and that her marriage date would have the number two in it.
And that was all correct, huh?
Right on the schnoz. When an attorney asked the policewoman how many in her family, she replied three. And she said she was contemplating marriage. And when asked when, she replied April the 28th.
28 has the number two in it.
So it went with all the fortunes that she told for these policewomen. Of course, she didn't know they were policewomen when she told their fortune.
You'll never realize that until you get pinched.
Anyway, I thought you might want to know about this fortune teller up in Toronto, girl. She beats anything I've ever seen in the gypsy tea room or the party.
Well, I suppose like horse players, they can be right for one day.
That's probably it, yeah. You can be right for one day, but doing it every day is going to be pretty rough. Far as I know, though, this woman has a perfect record.
And you're not going to give me your name?
You're a nice kid. I might slip it to you later.
Well, the first time I'm in Toronto, I'm going to hot foot it right down to her pad.
She did remarkable how you women fall for that stuff.
We women, you're shouting it from the rooftop.
Well, I just think it's unusual.
Well, I suppose we all have a song here to celebrate this great accuracy of our lady friend up in Toronto.
Seems like the thing to do.
I don't worry about tomorrow. Be thankful for today. And you will find you have peace of mind that way. Don't worry about tomorrow. Be grateful for each day. You'll find somehow everything turns out okay. Just wear a great big smile and sing a happy song. For no matter what tomorrow brings, we'll always get along. Don't worry about tomorrow. Life handles things her way. Don't worry about tomorrow. Be thankful for today. Sing a happy song. Oh, no matter what tomorrow brings, we'll always get along. Don't worry about tomorrow. Life handles things her way. Don't worry about tomorrow. Be thankful for today.
And so we conclude for now. We hope you enjoyed what we had to sing for you and what we had to say.
Hope also you'll be listening again tomorrow. Same time, same place.
As many of you know without anybody telling you, it's hay fever time again. And time again to point out that much work is being done to relieve sufferers of this annoying allergy and to probe the causes and treatment for all kinds of allergies. Write to Box 1005, Grand Central Station, New York 17, for your free booklet on allergies.